Welcome. Let me change my name. If you just spent the last couple hours with me, welcome back. And if the first time I'm seeing you today, welcome for the first time. I am Coach MJ. I'm gonna change my name so you know who I am. This is a 30-day plan call. So who is this call for? It is for anyone in their first 30 days in no BS. It is also for anyone who just needs a swift kick in the booty. I will give that to you as well. Welcome, welcome. Coach Julie is here with us. She is in the Q&A in the chat. She'll be typing in all caps. We do that in no BS so that you know when someone from the no BS team is talking to you. Make sure that your chat is set to, I think it says everyone. Make sure it's set to everyone, not just hosts and panelists, so that everybody can hear what you're talking about. If you are new to No BS, which I hope there are a lot of new people here that are in their first 30 days, I want you to use your reactions button at the bottom of your screen. It's at the bottom of the screen for me. Find the reactions button and give me a thumbs up if you are in your first 30 days of No BS. A thumbs up. Yes. Welcome. 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 If this is your first call with No BS, give me a thumbs up. Your first like live call experience. Oh, we got a few of y'all. Welcome. Welcome. We cannot see or hear you on this call. So if you go to the potty, don't worry. We cannot see or hear you. Or if you have to yell at your kids or whatever, we cannot see or hear you on this call. And so we do also have closed captioning on all of our calls in OBS. So I want to make sure that you know that you can always enable that on your own device and follow along if it's easier for you to read and listen at the same time. Make sure that you're doing that. So, who is an oldie here at No BS? Like you've been here several months and you just need a swift kick. If you, there you go. Hey, welcome. Welcome, welcome. So, what we all need is after Thanksgiving, I figured there would need to be some swift kickers here for people who feel like they have just gone off the wagon, whatever that wagon is. When we find the wagon, I would love to see it. But like I was saying on the last call, all that's happened is if you feel like you just let it go over Thanksgiving, you just over Thanksgiving made some choices that did not support weight loss. And now you're just going to make some different decisions that support weight loss. That's all that's happened. There was no wagon. Nobody's got scraped knees. And we are here to help you figure it back out. So 5 years, Krista, welcome. All right. So if you are new to No BS, you're going to be getting emails about calls that we're having in the membership. But we do definitely want you to go through the No BS weight loss course first on our No BS website. This is kind of the exception to that call. I want to make sure I touch base with everybody when they join. I am the member journey director here at No BS, and Coach Julie is one of our coaches. You'll meet all of our coaches, you know, as you continue along your No BS journey. Julie is an amazing coach here at No BS, and she will take very good care of you in the chat. So we're going to talk a couple of things about how No BS works, sort of what have you gotten yourself into, how we're going to help you lose all of your weight, and then I'm going to show you how to get help. So first, we're going to talk about how we sort of do things here in No BS. So a lot of times when you join a diet or you decide that it's time for you to lose weight, you start thinking about the goal, where you're gonna be, how much weight do you want to lose, where do you want to end up? And you think that you need to believe that you can get to your goals. And for a lot of us, we've never been at a goal weight. So it's very difficult to see where we're gonna end up because we've never been there before. Or if we have, we've never been there at that age. So a lot of us were at a certain weight in high school or college, and then we know how we felt then, but now we're 45. And so we don't know what that feels like in a 45-year-old body. But we think that we have to believe that we're going to get there, but it seems like we got so far to go. seems very difficult to believe in it. So no BS, what we want you to do, some of you can envision yourself there, and that is amazing. But a lot of people can't imagine what it's going to look like or who they're going to be when they get to their goal weight or the size that they want to be. Some of us come in here with a goal weight. Some of us want to be in a certain pant size. You have all these different whys that you want to achieve. And we feel like we need to just go all in and believe that we're going to get there. And for a lot of it, it's so difficult. It's very hard for me to do that because I just, the only evidence I had that I could get to goal weight was starvation, deprivation, restriction, and being miserable the whole way down. That's the only way I knew that I was going to get there. So believing that I could get there, planning what I want, eating the foods I loved, I could not see how that was possible for me. But at No BS, all we want you to do is believe in the next step that you're going to take. So in No BS, we teach the four basics of weight loss. Drink 64 ounces of water a day. Get 7 hours of sleep, plan your food every day, and follow doable hunger. Eat when you're hungry, stop at enough. That's what we want you to do here in No BS. So when you first start, we just need you to believe that you can take a step towards achieving those four basics of weight loss. Not that you're going to reach 150 pounds, but can you believe that today, you'll at least be able to plan breakfast? Maybe you've never been a planner and it even feels big to you to think about planning three meals and your snacks. But maybe today you can believe that you can write a plan for breakfast. And you're like, I'm going to do that for the next 3 days and see how I feel. I believe I can do that. I believe that I can drink my water today. So again, for me, when I first joined Corinne, I drank coffee until it was time to drink wine. Coffee in the morning, 5 o'clock, I would switch to wine. Nary a bit of water was had. So I started with a bottle of water, believed I could drink a bottle of water every day. I could interrupt my coffee time and somehow manage to drink a bottle of water. So that's what I was able to believe in at first. For some of you are going to be deep dive divas and you're like, I believe I can fill out that planner every day. So it's whatever works for you. I believe I can go to bed 5 minutes earlier to start working on my sleep. So I want you to put in the chat what you can believe you can do starting today, right now, because the day's only half over. For some of you, not even that much. So what can you do? What do you believe you can do starting today, right now, as we're on this call or before the end of the day? What do you believe you can do? So it could be drink water, write a plan, more water. I believe I can follow my plan today. I can believe I can print part of the planner. I love that so much. I believe I can get in the bed by 9:30. I believe I can plan my lunches. Perfect. I believe I can declutter for 15 minutes. I love that so much. Oh, this is my favorite. Janet's got the right idea. I can write out my plan, even though she already ate breakfast. I do not care. If you think about your plan as you're trying to create the habit right before dinner and you've already had breakfast, lunch, and a snack, you can still plan your dinner. I love that so much. Believe I can follow my plan. Yes. So that's what we want to believe every day. Today, I will drink my 64 ounces of water because I'm consistently doing about 40. Lori, I want to challenge you. So you're consistently drinking 40 and you're like, today I'm going to increase that by 24 ounces. What if you increase it by 8 ounces today? Could you get to, I believe I can get to 48 ounces. Now, if you really do believe, like on a scale of 1 to 4, 1 being I don't believe it at all, and 4 believing I would bet my life on it. If you think you can go from 40 to 64, you're a 4, you go ahead and drink that 64. If you're like at a 1 or 2, what changes for you if you just go up to 48 today? Leave 2 bites behind at each meal. Oh, that's so good. Carla says, I believe I can check my plan throughout the day to help me better follow it. That's so true. For a lot of you, if you're new to planning, you sometimes need to check in with your plan. When I first started, I had never planned. I didn't plan nothing ever before in my life. I would take a screenshot of my plan. I would write it in my planner, take a picture of it. And every day I would change the screensaver on my phone. So every time I would pick up my phone, I would go ahead and see my plan. I love that. Okay, Lori's at a 3.5 that she can do it. It's just one more for cups. So that is perfect, Lori. But when you want to make a change, that's all I was asking her to do. Check in with yourself. If it feels doable, go for it. If you're like, oh, that seems kind of hard, then what else could you do that might make it a little bit easier? I love that, Lori. Yeah, you just check in and see. Now, I also want to say that when you join No BS, you bring all of your diet rules, which we're going to learn about all about in the No BS weight loss course. If you've not already taken it, that is what you're going to really be working on first. I want you, we come in here and we're like, well, the only way I ever lost weight was with carbs. No carbs. Me and Dr. Atkins, we were like this. The only way I've ever lost weight in the past is if I, you know, eliminated sugar. Or I followed Susan Powder. She told me fat made me fat. So, you know, that's the only way I can lose weight is if I cut out fat. Or me and Richard Simmons did the deal a meal back in the day, and I was successful then. What I want to tell you is your ability to lose weight today and tomorrow and this week and this month does not have shit to do with what you did in 1987, 1994. Or even October of 2023, if you're new to No BS. What impacts weight loss today is what you do today. All the decisions that you make throughout the day in order to take steps to get closer to your weight loss. It does not matter what you did in the past. I used to have to go for B12 shots. My mama had me at every damn thing. Every damn thing you could, everything that rolled up the, you know, the sign of like weight loss now, we did all of that. And just because I hadn't been successful with those things had nothing to do with whether or not I was going to be successful in No BS. Thank God, because I was very successful in No BS. I'm glad that I didn't have to strap that on like a shame badge that I couldn't be successful at weight loss and carry it into No BS with me. I just decided I was going to do what Corinne told me. I was going to go all in with Corinne. That's what I used to always say. My kids one time said, if Corinne told you to jump off the house, would you do that? I was like, I might do that. Because I knew she had the answer. And I was like, if she says to do it, that's exactly what I'm going to do. And she also says, if you don't know what to do next, you reach out for help. I was going to do that too. I was going to do all the things. So, Claudia says she's going to start doing a weekly plan for dinners. I love that. She's single. She was like, I'm on food prep, make plans and go ahead and plan my stuff so I don't waste food. I love that. All right. So that is what we're going to focus on. Not what we did, but what we are going to do. We're no longer going to dawdle in the past. We're going to look at the future. What is my next best decision? What can I do? Imagine like you're, you know, you used to poop in your pants. You used to wear diapers. You had no evidence that you could pee on a potty, but you practiced it. You got encouragement from your parents and eventually you didn't poop in your pants anymore. That's how it works in No BS. You might not have evidence that you can lose weight or you may not have evidence that you can eat what you want and lose weight, but you're going to be willing to try it. You're going to be willing to listen to the content, use the tools, and let us help you figure it out inside of No BS. That's the way that it works here. So that's the next big thing that we do here at No BS. The next thing that we do is we do not live and die by our success on the scale. So for instance, a lot of you, when you join No BS, your scale is going up. Like it's going in the wrong direction. You want it to go down and it's going in the wrong direction. And every time you weigh, or every time you think about weighing, your scale has gone up. So you join No BS and you start to plan your food, you increase your water, blah, 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 blah. And then instead of going up, your scale stalls at first. It quits going up. And you're like, not working, not losing weight. Then same weight, 3 weeks, not working. But it is. Because you stopped the train from moving forward. Now you've stopped at the station. Now we need to help you figure out what to do next. A lot of times when you're figuring out doable hunger, you come in eating way more than your body needs. You start to eat a little bit less and you're proud of it. And you start to leave bites behind and it's amazing and you feel great, but you may still be overeating. And the scale doesn't reflect it. And you're like, well, I'm broken. This doesn't work. Instead of celebrating that at least I'm leaving bites behind, I am figuring it out. I am willing to not finish my plate anymore. That's how we measure success. And when you start to measure your success in that way, and you start to give yourself a pat on the back and credit for what you're actually doing, that is when you find success, you start to celebrate those small wins, and that is where momentum comes from. And then you might be like, well, this hasn't been so bad. Maybe I could level this up. Maybe I could try this. And then you start to see the weight loss. I used to describe No BS like a snowball. So you make one small change, you celebrate it, and then you get really good at it and you feel really good about yourself. And then you're like, wonder what I could do next. And before you know it, you've implemented a ton of things. And then the scale starts to move down. But traditional diets, what you do is you make the announcement. How many have made the family announcement? All right, y'all, cutting out carbs. I'm new to the pantry purge. We're going to throw every carb away in this house. I cannot have carbs. We're all going on this diet together. We're going to get healthy. How many diets have I put my kids on? They didn't even need to be on a diet, but, you know, to make it easier on myself. And then I would purge everything. And then I would spend the next, like, 2 weeks. I was going to say 2 months, but no, 2 weeks. Can't have that. I wish I could eat that. You know, other people eat carbs and they are thin, but, you know, that's not me. I can't have carbs. I can't do that. Once I eat a piece of bread, I can't control myself around it. I can't have it. I got to cut it out. And then we tell ourselves, no, no, you can't have that. You're never going to get weight loss. You're never going to achieve weight loss. You're never going to reach your goals. You're never going to do anything. You're always going to be overweight. You're always going to be in plus size clothes. You're never going to figure this out. And you beat yourself up so bad that finally you're like, I can't live like this the rest of my life. This is ridiculous. I can't keep this up. And then you go and you eat all the carbs. You eat every bit of carb you can get your hands on until you're miserable. Then any little bit of weight you lost, you gain it back. And his friends come along, bring some friends along for the ride. And then you're like, see, you can't figure this out. You're always going to be. And then you beat yourself up again until you see somebody on Instagram who's lost 5 pounds. And you're like, what are you doing? Oh, you eliminated, like, you know, dairy. I should do that. And then you go back in and you make the announcement. All right, children, spouse, partner, wife, no more dairy. We're done with dairy because Susie Q over here has lost 5 pounds and she quit eating dairy. That's got to be the answer. And then we throw all the food away, waste shit ton of money. We buy soy milk. Is that dairy free? I guess it is. I guess it is. Anyway, because I'm not dairy free. So we get rid of all, we buy all this expensive shit that we don't even like, that we're never even going to finish. And we do that for a couple weeks. And we throw all that shit out. That's not how we do it in OBS. We take what we love to eat, what our family is already eating, what we're already buying, what we're already fixing for our family, and we figure out how we can eat it with doable hunger. And I'm going to tell y'all, don't know this about me if you're brand new. I love a good analogy. I came up with one this week and I'm going to share it right now. So all of those foods that you're scared of or you don't let yourself have, we want you to start giving yourself permission to plan it. Because what happens a lot of times, the foods that we go ham on are foods that we only allow ourselves to have on special occasions, only when like we've been good for the week, or only on the weekends, and we put them up on a pedestal. You know, these are only for special times. This is the only time I can have it. I can't allow myself to have this unless it's whatever. So those foods to us, we describe them in a way that makes them feel super sexy. They're special. They're a treat. We can't have them that much. If we eat them, it's going to send us on a spiral of whatever. And so I always tell people to plan it during the week. Like, just plan it on a random Tuesday. If it's your Saturday food that you like always overeat because you only let yourself have it on Saturday, plan it on Tuesday. See what happens. So I have a puppy, a new puppy. Well, he's not new. I've had him for a few months. Anyway, we were house training him. And so I only gave him water a couple times a day. Like, that's it. And so, because I had to keep his bathroom habits, like, you know how you do when you're potty training them and then you let them have water, whatever. So every time I would put the water down, he would drink the whole, didn't matter how much water I would give him. I bet if I'd put a gallon down, he'd have drank all the water. Because I was really limiting, like only certain times of day could he have the water so that I could take him to the potty. And so I was like, you know what? He's doing good. He's not had an accident in the house. Praise the Lord. Knock on wood. And I was like, I'm going to start letting him have a little bit more water. So what happened? Whenever I gave him water at the non-water times, he drank it all. Because he was used to me not offering him water all throughout the day because I was potty training him. That went on for about a week. And he was not over drinking. I mean, I did watch his water, but it was like, I don't know when I'm going to get water again. So I'm going to drink all the water. So he would drink all the water, all every time. Now he has trusted that there will be water. So I've gone in there several times in the last several days and there's still water in the bowl because he's like, oh, it's here all the time. I don't need to like eat it all right now or drink it all right now. There's always going to be water. And the same thing happens with our food. Because he had a very regimented water schedule. And so when I finally gave it to him, he's like, oh, special. She never gives me all the water I want. So he drank it all. And the more I offered it to him and created that safety and gave it to him whenever he wanted it, now there's water left in his bowl. And he figures out when he's thirsty. And we can do the same thing with the foods that we love. So, where do you get help inside of No BS? That's always the next question, because our goal is to support you. We even have a maintenance course. We want to support you from the day you join all the way through maintenance. So we want to make sure that you know where to get help and where to find all of those resources. And I'm about to show you. So I'm going to share my little screen here. Where is it? Here we go. Here we go. Here's our handy dandy No BS website. When you join No BS, you are taken straight to the new member quick start. That's where you're going to start. So you're sent your login information to nobswomen.com, and then you come straight here, and we want you to listen to these. Well, three lessons for sure. One is optional, the website tour, but being here with me today, probably don't need it. This is just like a rah-rah why you're here, remembering why you're here from Corinne. But the one that I really want you to see is your new member onboarding meeting. So in No BS, when you join, now if you've been here for a while, we've just changed this. So don't be like, what the hell is MJ talking about? She must be having a stroke. She doesn't know what she's saying. I do know what I'm saying. When you join No BS, you are given the opportunity to join our new member 30-day Facebook group. You do not go into the main Facebook group until you have been here until like day 31. We will send you an invitation to join us in the main Facebook group. Why do we do that? We do that to make sure that everybody that's in that group is on the level playing field. Y'all are all working through the No BS weight loss course. You are all working through figuring out what your four basics are And we can give you coach support in there and team support in that group. Because when you go over to the main group, you've got people who are working on maintenance, and you've got people who are working on relationships, and you've got people who are working on self-love, and you've got people who are working on all sorts of things. And that will come for you if you're new, but we really want you focusing on the four basics of weight loss first. Okay. Now, the other thing that you get as a new member is in your first 30 days, you have three opportunities to hop on a small group Zoom, like this, like a video call, but you will be seen and heard on that call. So you can ask all your questions. You don't have to turn on your video with our transformation coaches, new member transformation coaches. Here is a video of me. And at the very bottom, you will see, well, right under the video, click here to schedule your meeting. You come on here and you find all of the times that are available. It is in your time zone. So Eastern time is my time zone. I'm in South Carolina. If you log in and you're in California, you will see Pacific or whatever time zone you follow. And then you just scroll through and find a time that works for you. As you can see, we've got a ton of options available. However, if you do not see a time that works for you, just email us at support@pnptribe.com or click this questions button at the bottom of the page, and we will help you find something that works for you. We will make sure that you get your calls. Now, you have the availability to get on three in your first month. We want you to definitely take advantage of one of them. If for some reason you're like, I'm good, MJ, I don't need another one, then don't schedule another one. We will be sending you emails along and little videos to remind you to schedule them. If you don't see those emails, just come right back to this page. When you're like 2 weeks in, you're like, I think I need another call. Come right back and click on that same link and you can get scheduled again. Yes, there's even appointments available this evening. So if you're not scheduled it, get on over, get on after that. All right. So once you do the quick start, you will see, click here to begin the NoBS weight loss course. So for all of you who are saying, I don't know what to do next, I don't know what to do next, all you have to do is what we tell you to do. So you're going to download the four basics cheat sheet. You're going to download your NoBS planner and start using that. And then step three, just start the course. Okay. You will also see on here at 90 days, a member, you will have a transcript book. So we hold that back. That's like your 3 month gift from us, this transcript book. If you are busy, like I was hella busy. I had three kids. I was a dance mom, worked full time as a physical therapist, all the things. I was not a website girl. Just wasn't. I couldn't do it. I didn't have time. I had kids running everywhere. I needed to find some way to get NoBS on the go with me. So this podcast is really what made the biggest difference for me. Click here to listen to On the Go, the NoBS Weight Loss Course podcast. It's the exact course, but in podcast form. So you can listen to it on a commute. You can listen to it while you're cooking dinner. You can listen to it while you're in the shower. You can listen to it like wherever you are, you can just listen to it. And we just want you to get through the information. So there are worksheets, there are all sorts of stuff in the NoBS weight loss course that are amazing. However, I see one pitfall for a lot of members. If they don't have time to do all of the worksheets, they're like, well, guess I can't listen to the course. No, at least listen to the course. That's like your level one. Either listen to it on video or podcast. That's like easy in for you. Then if you want to go back and do the worksheets, you can. What I would do if I was going through NoBS, like right now, I used to struggle a lot with urges. So I would listen to the whole course, and module three is like how to stop overeating. If it was me, I would have listened to it on the podcast and been like, oh, that how to stop overeating. Wonder what worksheets are there. And I would have gone and downloaded the worksheets and done those worksheets. That would have been what I would have done as a new member. Because this is a little bit different version of NoBS than what I had. But that's what I would do. Go back and pick and choose what applies to you. Because we got stuff about diet rules. We got stuff about that may not apply to you. Don't use it. Everything on this website, I say this every call, and I want everybody to hear me, is available to you, but it may not be for you. Now, the No BS Weight Loss course is definitely for you. All of the worksheets are available to you, but if you're a busy mama or you're taking care of aging adults, elderly parents, whoever it is, if you are in the middle of planning a wedding like I just finished doing and don't have time to do the worksheets, do not let that stop you from listening to the content. I want to make sure you know that. Also, as a member, at the bottom of every page, you will see this button. You can refer a friend. So at No BS, we know that a lot of y'all have other friends, people in your life, women in your life that you want to share No BS with. And we want to thank you for that. So anytime that you have a friend who's interested in No BS, click on this refer a friend button and get the special link that we will give to you on that page. Copy the link, send it to your friend. Your friend clicks that link, joins the membership, and voila, you get a free month of membership just because they joined. So anytime you want to share an OBS, make sure that you give them your special referral code so that you get a free month of OBS as well. Now, once you finish the OBS weight loss course, you can download our private member podcast. We have all of our extra courses, bonus courses, pathways courses, they're all there sitting and waiting on you. They're available to you as a new member, but they may not be for you if you've not finished that No BS weight loss course. We also, all of our calls, like this call, the call I just finished up, the weight loss coaching call, it drops in our private member podcast every Tuesday and Friday. So like today's call will drop on Tuesday. You can go back and listen to it again. You can watch it in video form under the video replays, or you can do it there, or you can just listen to it in podcast form. But really prioritize an OBS weight loss course. A lot of times that's where the overwhelm comes from. You're like, oh, but there's this call, and oh, there's over here, and oh, I want to do this, and oh, I want to do that. And then you think you should do all of it. And when you can't, you get frustrated, overwhelmed. I'm never going to figure this out. And that is when you give up on yourself. Don't do that. Let us help keep you focused. Let us help keep you focused. Now, when you join, you can see I have two number fives here because I'm special. When you first join for the first 30 days, you will have this Facebook page. It will send you directly to your first 30 days group. We want to keep you over there. We want to keep you under our wing so that we can love on you and take care of you and get all of your questions answered. We don't want you to feel like you're asking about the four basics when somebody's over here talking about divorce and all the things that go on the main group. We want to make sure that you get your four basics before we get you into the main Facebook group. After 30 days, you can join any of our subgroups as well. So for the first 30 days, you're just in that 30 days group. You're letting us help you. You're not getting distracted with other things. There's a ton of stuff inside the membership that you have access to, but we want to make sure to take care of you in that first 30 days. We'll always take care of you, but we want to get you set up for success in the first 30 days. And then also we do have an accountability program where we will set you up with an accountability group or partner that is also available to you at day 31. So once you finish No BS, you can come here and take a quiz and we will tell you what to take next, what to do next. Now, the other thing I really want you to see is ask coaches. So we have a feature on the website where you can get to all of our coaches. It is amazing. You click here to submit your question. You can ask us anything at all. Now, one thing also that makes No BS different than anywhere else is how many of y'all have joined those like Jenny Craig or whatever, when you're going to get a coach or they used to call them counselors or whatever it was. And you go bebopping in there and it is, Sandy, who's never been overweight in her life. And she just got hired as a marketing person to coach people through weight loss. She never had a weight problem, never been on Jenny Craig or any of those other bullshit programs, but now she's telling you how to lose weight. We don't do that in No BS. We only hire No BS women. So me, Julie, Coach Ashley, Coach Betsy, Coach Kathy, all of us join No BS as members, just like you are. We had weight to lose. We wanted to lose weight. We felt like Corinne was the answer for us. We joined and we lost weight in No BS. Then we loved it so much for one reason or another. We went to get our coaching certificate on our own. Corinne didn't be like, hey, let me, won't you go to coaching and then you can work for me? That didn't happen. We're like, for one reason or another, we believed in it so much. We wanted to share it with people. We got our coaching certificates and then we ended up when No BS was hiring, we applied and we got the amazing opportunity to work for No BS. And so we're all No BS women, just like you. So we know this program inside and out. You need to use us up. You click here to submit your question. And then within 48 hours, you come back here. You will not be emailed a response. This is totally on the website. It is anonymous to the membership. If you do not sign it, we don't know who wrote it. But you can also use it kind of like Reddit. You can come in here and see what everybody else is writing about. See, like Julie must have answered a question and they've come back to say, thank you, Coach Julie. You just come in here. You can read the question that was asked. Here is the answer from the coach and our coaches sign it. Here's another question. You can just go through and look through the questions and be like, girl, that sounds like me. Coach Misha's answered a question. Somebody's checking in number 6. They must be checking in all the time. You want to make sure that you use a title that is unique to you that you can remember what it was. Sometimes, see, somebody put their initials. A lot of people you'll see that do that so that they know who, you know, they can go easily find their question. Yeah, we have a new member that on this call, MJ challenged to post daily, and she's doing it. Yeah, you can write us every day. It's not like you get to like, you'll ever log into the website and be like, well, you've exceeded your Ask Coaches questions limit for the month. You can't ask any more questions. You can ask us anything as often as you want. So come over here and read through them or just simply ask your question. Now, here is where the training calendar and live training replays are. So these live training replays are those video replays that I was telling you about. They're also uploaded to that private member podcast. If you go right back up to number 4, private member podcast. And here is the training calendar. So in your first 30 days of membership, we really do try to, you're getting onboarding emails. We're telling you how to navigate through the No BS weight loss course. We want to make sure that we're not sending you every friggin' email. So for the first 30 days, we only send you specific emails about upcoming calls. But if you're like, MJ, bring it on. I want to know about all the calls. You come over here and you can download our training calendar. You can either download the entire thing or you can just download one call to your calendar. It is on your own time zone. Go over there and do that. And you can download the calendar so that you always know when our calls are coming. We will send you Zoom reminders, but you know, sometimes our emails take a dump. It just, something happens. We put in a number wrong. We put in 10 o'clock instead of 11 o'clock. Whatever happens, we're human, but this calendar is your voice of truth. Any questions about the website? Any questions? All right. I want to give us time to answer some questions for you. You've got my ear. You've got Julie's ear. If you got any questions about the program, if you have any fears or concerns or worries or any of that stuff, let us know. Speak now or post in Facebook or Ask Coaches. The good news is we're always here. You don't have to forever hold your peace. You just ask it somewhere else because we're around everywhere. We're everywhere. You cannot get away from us. But here's what we're not. We're not psychic. We're amazing coaches. We're amazing life coaches. We're amazing weight loss coaches. We are amazing at knowing every tool that is available to you inside of No BS. We have all of that, but we are not psychic. So if you're sitting around confused, overwhelmed, don't know what to do next, we don't know that unless you ask us. Now, if you ask us what to do next or what you need to do, we'll 100% tell you. And we will guide you and send you along the right path. But if you are sitting in your living room in Albuquerque, confused, just sitting there confused and not telling us, we're not going to be able to help you. But we will 100% help you if you're like, I need help. All you have to do is ask us. Where do I learn to use the planner? It is actually very self-explanatory. Go use it. Carrie, just download it. You can download it to your digital device. It is also fillable, so you can just pull it up and then type in on your device. Also, you can send it out to be printed. We have instructions for FedEx on the website. So that is how you get the planner. It is included in your membership. It is free to you. You just download it. But whenever you, it's just like breakfast, lunch, dinner, then we ask you a few questions. If you still have questions, you can either post them in that Facebook group or you can go to Ask Coaches. But it is, once you start writing down your breakfast, lunch, dinner, it's fairly self-explanatory. What happens on the tech training calls? If you're having trouble downloading the podcast or you want to know how to be a digital diva, that's what we call them, to like go digital, or just having any kind of tech issues, you can't figure something out on your phone, you come to those calls and we just like talk you through it. Like downloading the private member podcast when you get to that page, if you can't do it. Yeah, we don't want anything to stand in the way of your weight loss, tech or otherwise. We want to remove as many barriers as possible, which is why we're so accessible to you. That is why we are so responsive in customer support, at pmptribe.com or the question mark at the bottom of every page on the website. Because we don't want you ever to sit around. If you're reaching out for help, we don't want you to sit around frustrated. We want to give you help as quickly as we can. Any other questions? Is 63 too old to be a no BS coach? No. Mm-mm. Not at all. Kathy, I know, is in her 50s. We always have requests for older coaches. If you're an awesome fucking coach and we're hiring, you're welcome to apply. Any other questions? You may be starting to see stuff about events. We do have 2 events next year. We offer events personally, in person and virtually. We've got 2 camps, 1 in May, and it is Body Love Revolution. Is that the exact name of it? That's in May. We do still have in-person slots available. Just go to the website, nobswoman.com, under events. You can find out more about it. The fall camp in September is Becoming the Queen of Your Own Life. In-person is actually sold out, but we still have virtual options and we have early bird pricing until the end of the year. So go check that out. Sheila says, where are your open positions listed? We do not. We just send out emails to the membership when we are hiring with what we're looking for. Any other questions? I don't know. I ate a part of a protein bar in between my last call and this one really quickly. And now I feel like I have something stuck in my throat. That just helps me get my water down. All right. Any other questions? I'm not Julie, but I would love both your jobs. I'm not a coach. Well, go get your coaching certificate. And then we hire for other things too, you know, like, I've got some like internal strategist email person on my team and, you know, customer support and that, different things like that. So, any other questions? Yeah, we only hire no BS women. So it doesn't get posted like on like Indeed or any of that kind of stuff. We only email the members. So I think we only have a couple. Keith, you know, he's our tech guy, Corinne's brother. He's not a no BS woman. the king, Chris Crabtree, Corinne's husband. He's not an OBS woman. Their son works on coding and stuff for the website. He is not an OBS woman. We just hired somebody else. I think that was not, we just couldn't find a fit in the membership, but yeah, 99% of our employees. Yeah. They are honorary no BS women though. It's close as you can get. All right. If there are no further questions, I'll be out of here. New members, take advantage of that first 30 days call. The transformation calls that you see on a quick start. Make sure you do that. Your skin is absolutely gorgeous. How do you get it that way? I'm going to tell you, my mom used to tell me I had porcelain skin. I have no pores. And she said, I'm going to hate it one day because I'm going to be wrinkled as fuck. I think that's where it comes from. And I do get a hydrafacial and a dermaplane because I have peach fuzz. And so I think that's what makes it glow, because I just had it done a couple weeks ago before my daughter's wedding. I love a hydrafacial. Are all coaches at their goal weight? No, they are not. They are not. We still have, Julie is still actively working on weight loss. She's about halfway through. You're like 80 pounds down now, Julie, about 80 to go. Oh, she's lost 90. I know, she keeps losing fucking weight. I can't keep up. She's lost. So now you're more than halfway. Julie, 70-ish to go. Girl, look at that. Yeah. So we do have coaches in maintenance, and we have coaches that are still actively working on weight loss. She now Julie's thinking about changing her goal weight. Maybe more if I change my goal. We'll just get there and see what happens. Yeah. Julie is fantastic. So Lisa's still working. Ashley's still working on weight loss. Yeah, we got a few. We got a few still working on weight loss. Any other questions? I know, I think that's what makes No BS so relatable, is because we're not just like, and we do it perfectly. And we're like at goal weight, and like, we're perfect. And no, we're right along with you. We all still write our plans. We all still drink our water. We all still follow doable hunger. Like, we do it. We all still overeat. Amen, Julie. Amen. Mary Linville, Mary, I'm about to call. First of all, I want you to go into Ask Coaches and post your data. I have 70 pounds to lose, and I'm struggling to lose the first freaking pound. It's not a lot of thought work to do. It is not thought work. We got to get you into action, Mary. You are obviously, at some point, you're either eating before you're hungry or stopping before you've had enough. So I want you to go and listen to the Doable Hunger. In module one of No BS, we give you things to try in there. And I want you to go post and ask coaches with what you're willing to try, and then come back and follow up. Let me see. Mary says, after the three-year-old sleeps at night, we'll do. Is there the Doable Hunger cheat sheet? Because here's the thing. Your three-year-old is going to start sleeping. And then something's going to happen. If you're going to wait to figure out, like, Doable Hunger for yourself, going in to ask coaches don't take but 1 or 2 minutes. The thing about waiting on something to change in order to take control. Listen, I got adult kids who fall at college and need stitches in the middle of the night and have to rush down to wherever the fuck they, Columbia, to go get them stitches. I got a child who got an underage drinking ticket who calls me in the middle of the night. Guess what just happened? I've got an aging mother who's apparently got sundowners. She's calling me all night long. I'm not getting sleep, and I don't have a small child. So here's the thing. Let's figure out an easy way to make it doable for you right now, Mary. I'll make it super easy for you. For this next week, I want you to do the on-the-clock method. For all of y'all who do not know what that is, it is really evaluating hunger. So every time you think you're hungry, Mary, I want you to drink 8 ounces of water. I want you to set a timer for 30 minutes. In 30 minutes, if you're still hungry, eat. If you're not, or you've gotten busy doing other stuff, wait until you're hungry again. Nancy says, with all the hubbub on the 64 ounces of water daily not being a real thing, do we still follow that guideline? And clear urine, not necessarily the truth on hydration too. You're exactly right, Nancy. But here's the thing. If you are a person who has never drank water like I was, 64 ounces seem like a mountain to climb. See, I think 64 ounces is the minimum baseline that you should be getting. Some of our members do drink a little bit more. I, in the wintertime, pretty much typically drop back to about 64 ounces. In the summer, when I'm sweating, I drink a little bit more. But you need to figure out what works right for you. But don't get hosed up on the hydration. Okay. But Mary, that rant still applies for everybody. I mean, after she goes to bed, I turn into a gremlin. You know what? I'm going to tell you why you turn into a gremlin, Mary. Why do you turn into a gremlin? It's why a lot of us turn into a gremlin, whether we have a three-year-old or not. Finally, this is me time. It's finally time to relax. It is finally time that I am not responsible for anybody else. And at the same time, there's a ton of shit to be done. Probably fold clothes, maybe finish the dishes. And then you sit there wanting to rest because you've been chasing after a three-year-old all day, or you've been working in a high-pressure job all day, or you've been taking care of your aging mother all day, feeling tired as fuck with all the shoulds of what you should be doing. So to shut all the shoulds down, you eat. If I had to guess, I would bet my no BS coaching hat on it. I don't have a no BS coaching hat, but if I did, I would bet it, which is why so many people overeat. They have their long list of to-dos. They're totally exhausted. And instead of saying, that stuff's just going to have to wait. Your girl is tired. I have done a lot today. I'm going to give myself permission just to sit here. You sit there and should all over yourself. And the only way to shut up the shoulds is to give it a Twinkie. What if you just give yourself permission to rest? That's the main thing. Let's see. What exactly is thought work? Would that be the journal? It could be the journal. Thought work is also the questions that we ask you on the planner page every single day in the assessment page. Anytime that you're just identifying your thoughts, like, just like I was just explaining, like I just went through some thought work right there. It's just recognizing the thoughts that you're thinking. A lot of times it could even be when you're finished with your meal, I deserve a little bit more. It's kind of digging into what that means. Why do I deserve a little bit more? But you want to get good at the four basics first, and then you can dig into, it's not even dig into thought work, right? It's just recognizing your thoughts. Any other question? And Mary, you sent me on a rant. I apologize. I think a lot of people needed to hear that. There's so many reasons that we overeat at night. And a lot of it is the shoulds. The long list of what we should be doing. And either we don't want to think about it and we go have wine, or we eat. I'm 74 and retired. I eat at night even though I've had enough dinner. It's as if there is no breaks. Zaina, great question. There's a couple things that could be happening. I don't know without getting into it with you, but it could be a habit for sure. Something you've always done. And so when that nighttime hour comes, and for the past 10 years, you've been eating at 9 o'clock or whatever time it is, your brain is like, oh, it's time to eat. And then your brain sends up a hunger cue because it's what you've always done. So I want you to look and think if that could be what might be going on for you. Also, in No BS Weight Loss Course, Module 3, Lesson 6, No more nighttime meltdown. So if you notice that there's, you know, it says nighttime, but even if there's a certain time of day, so like maybe it's 5 o'clock, right, when you come from work, or if it's at night, we can talk you through that. No more nighttime meltdown. But the other thing could be just like with Mary, you want to think about what you're thinking about. If I'm not eating right now, what is happening? You said, I'm 74, retired. I don't know if you have a partner or not, but maybe your partner goes to bed. You could be having those same thoughts. This is me time. I finally get to relax. Or it could be that you're looking at your next day and you're like, I don't have anything to do tomorrow. I might as well. I don't know what your thoughts are, but it's just digging in and looking at that. And I would just like, one thing we do a lot of in OBS is, can I just? So one, and I talk a lot too about getting space in between the need to overeat and the overeat. So one big step for you, Zena, would be set a timer at first for like 10 minutes. Okay, I hear that I want to eat. I'm going to go have some water. I'm going to set a timer for 10 minutes. If I still want to eat, I'll eat. So what you've done is you've delayed the eating for 10 minutes. That's a win. That's a win. That's where you start. Martha says the nighttime craving is so loud. Is it okay to just have a piece of fruit instead of ignoring it and having a cookie? You could, but you could do what I just told Zena to do. I would just set a timer for 15 minutes, 10 or 15 minutes, be like, okay. And plan, give yourself some choices at night, fruit or cookie. That would be a great level up for you. Plan a fruit or a cookie, then you have a craving. And then, oh, give them, I know this is for new members, but there are a lot of oldies, but goodies on here too. There's a planning for urges worksheet that we talked about a lot on my last call. If you really want to like dive into it, even if you're listening to the No BS Weight Loss course, you can do this. This sheet is a supplement. You'll get to all of that later in your No BS journey, but you can go ahead and do it now if you want to. But plan a cookie and a fruit. Now, I have an urge. It's very loud. It seems very loud because that's why I call it an urge, right? It feels urgent. So you have this urgent desire to have something to eat. You know, you're not hungry, but it's either a habit or your thoughts, whatever it is, who knows, right? Doesn't even matter at this point. And then you say, okay, I can have that if I want it, but just not right now. I'm going to set a timer for 15 minutes and then see how I feel. And in that time, you could be like, okay, I might be still hungry, but could tonight I just choose the fruit? I've got them both planned. I got this fruit and I have this cookie. It's the willingness to have the conversation with yourself. Because so many of us, it's like, a cookie sounds good. Eat a cookie. I sure could use a glass of wine right now. Pour a glass of wine. All you're wanting to do at first is insert a pause. I would love, a cookie sounds really good. Yeah, but you also have fruit planned. Can you just wait 10 minutes and then make a decision about whether you want fruit or cookie? And then sometimes you're going to choose the fruit. Sometimes you're going to choose the cookie. And sometimes you're going to choose not to eat anything at all. But the first step is to insert that pause. Legacy member getting good info here. Yes. Look, we can, you know, we say that all the time because I say the same things over and over and over again, basically. But I like say it so many times, I say it in a different way. I may like, just like my dog and this water thing, like that just happened last week. So I come up with these new like analogies and like examples. And then you're like, oh my God, I never thought of it that way. My 100th time of saying something is your first time to hear it. So I'm going to keep saying it until it's your first time to hear it. That's one reason I love my job so much. I love it. I love to see little light bulbs going off. Pop, 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 pop. All right. Any other questions? Yeah, I love doing these calls whenever y'all just ask shit. I love it. I know. It's exciting. You never know what somebody's going to ask. Just like open coaching when you go raise your hand. I'm like, what's coming up next? Love it. All right. No more questions. Use Ask Coaches. Use the question mark if you've got any account, tech, any of those questions. Or email support at pnptribe.com. Thank y'all so, so, so much. Let us help you. We are not psychics. If you just let us know, we will bend over backwards for you. But if you're just sitting there thinking about, you don't know what to do next, we give us the opportunity to bend over. When's the last time somebody bent over backwards for you? Went out of their way to take care of you? Let us do that. You just have to let us know. We'll do it. We'll do all the things. Yeah, you just have to let us know and we'll do it. But our psychic ability is lacking. That's one thing we're not good at. We're not good at it. All right, y'all. We'll see y'all later. Bye.